Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Bound by Sin by Jacqueline Frank, narrated by Roger Wayne. Chapter 1. Jaekun felt the sword puncture the hard leather of his armored vest, the power of its wielder outstanding. The sword went through his vest and entered his heart, cleaving it nearly in two. The shock of it drove him to his knees. His enemy leaned in with snarling laughter and spit in Jaekun's face. Jaekun lost his temper. He surged back up to his feet, startling the man looming over him. He reached for the abandoned hilt of the sword driven into his chest, and with a mighty heave he yanked it out of his body. He knew he had only minutes before the trauma caught up to him, so he used those minutes wisely. Finding himself armed with a sword in each hand, he hurled himself at his enemy, who was now weaponless. With an ear-splitting battle cry, he plunged both swords under his enemy's armor, one through the man's neck, the other under his arm, and, reciprocating the honor, through his heart. When this man fell, he did not get up again. Jaekun's enemy was face down in the mud and blood only seconds later, having drawn his last breath in this world. Jaekun threw down the inferior sword the man had used in an attempt to slay him and turned to look back toward the encampment. He began to walk toward it, seconds ticking by with every pump of his damaged heart. He staggered, but he forced himself to remain on his feet. If he went down into the mud, he would be left there for hours, until the battle was over, and one or both of his brothers came to retrieve his body. Instead, he walked off the battlefield, managing somehow to avoid engaging another enemy combatant. He stumbled up the embankment, the high ground from where they had launched their offensive.